This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of my sports-loving friends said this week, I'm so happy for the entire state of Michigan. Having Michigan and Michigan State doing so well is really great for everyone. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here, and that reminds me of what you often say, John, that all boats rise and the Spartans and Wolverines are really doing that.
Exactly right. Look, in the Big Ten, of course, you're always rooting for your team naturally, and you got rivalries. You hope for them mm-hmm. to lose. It's a silly equation. Michigan State should hope for each team to win all but one game. And that's almost what's happening this year, actually.
It really is something. So the rankings that really count, the college football playoff rankings, we got Michigan State moving from 9th to 5th, Ohio State dropping from 3rd to 8th place, Michigan moved up from 12th to 10th. Any surprises there for you?
The big surprise is the one you missed, and that is Iowa at 3.
There.
So right now, get this. The Big Ten has got 4 teams in the all-important college football playoff rankings, 4 teams out of 10. The next closest is the Big 12 with 2, and the all-powerful SEC, which has been going on for 10 years, has got 1, Alabama, with 1 loss.
Wow.
So this, for the Big 10, is a huge triumph. Now, look, it's not going to be this way in a week because these teams play each other.
Yeah.
They're going to eat their own.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a huge triumph for the Big 10.
First up on Saturday, Michigan against Ohio State. And boy, the Buckeyes got smacked in the face by the Spartans. We saw running back Zeke Elliott have a Twitter tantrum about the play calling and say, I'm going pro. What do you think that Ohio State locker room is like heading into this big game Saturday?
Poison. Look, Ezekiel, of course, is the star tailback for Ohio State. Michigan State goes down there with 1 loss. Ohio State has not lost a game in almost 2 years. They are the undefeated returning national champions. They got a very good chance to do it again. They have not lost a league game regulation since Urban Meyer took over in 2012. That's almost 4 seasons worth. State goes down there with a backup quarterback. He gets banged up. A third-string guy goes in for a little while, and they beat them at Ohio State with this backup system.
Yeah.
That is one of the best coaching jobs I have seen, and that's Mark D'Antonio, mm-hmm. followed by one of the worst ones I've seen out of Urban Meyer.
Was it complacent coaching? What was going on
there?
It
was scared, conservative play calling. Michigan mm-hmm. State's weakness on defense is the defensive backs, which means you're supposed to pass, not run. And Ohio State ran almost constantly and very little passing, and everybody could see that, but surprisingly, the Ohio State coaches. So that will go down, mark my words, as one of the biggest wins in Michigan State history. That was colossal.
That was colossal. It was something to see, and without Connor Cook, who's still he's a game day decision.
He's one of the best quarterbacks, they say, in the nation.
Talk about what you've seen as Jim Harbaugh has gotten his team ready this week for the game on Saturday.
They are, on paper, no more talented than last year's team that finished 5-7. In fact, you could argue is less so because you lost Devin Gardner, you lost some good seniors, some transfers. You've added almost nothing to this equation. And yet now they're 9-2 and a very impressive 9-2. Their 2 losses are probably the 2 quote-unquote best losses in the nation right now. 1 touchdown loss to Utah, a very good team, and of course the last second punt situation with mm-hmm. Michigan State. So they not only have a better record, they are simply a much better team. They're playing better. They lost Michigan State this year as they did 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, Michigan had minus 48 yards rushing, which means you're better off not calling a play than running one.
That's
an old-fashioned butt kicking right there. Mm-hmm. So this team is now fully competitive game in, game out. Not a great team still, but competitive.
And being coached well. And talk to us a little bit about last night's visit to Bo's grave.
Very cool. They've been doing this now for 20-some years. Jeff Holzien is the super fan from Michigan who runs this tour. I've been on this tour. I've spoken on this tour before. In the same graveyard right near campus is Fielding Yost's grave, Bo Schembechler's grave, Bob Ufer. A few of the Michigan greats are in there. And they go on this tour, which is what they've always been doing. This time, Jim Harbaugh came along for the walk.
And they didn't know he was there.
They did not know he was there, and he spoke there at the end. He said to a friend of mine who told him to go down there, he said the experience was A++++.
Unbelievable. Well, it'll be a big weekend. Once we get through Thanksgiving Day, a big weekend of games. John U. Bacon, Michigan Radio Sports commentator and author of the best-selling End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.